Again, I want to thank you this morning for taking your time, as always, for being here in the house of the Lord. It's always good to be here in the house of the Lord and to share His Word with you and to receive a blessing from the Lord is always something we should cherish and appreciate and thank the Lord for. So if you have your Bibles with you today, if you don't, there's some pew Bibles that you can follow along with. The message today, where we're going to start in the book of Psalms, chapter 107. And I'm going to read the first few verses to you, and then I'm going to ask you to bow with me for prayer. In Psalms, chapter 107 this morning, we will read the first few verses. And I think today the Lord, as He's always gracious and just so good to us, we have a lot to be thankful for today. Church family, I hope that you know that. I hope that you're thanking the Lord for every blessing that He gives to you each and every day. And over in Psalms chapter 107, let me get my eyes focused here. And I want to read to you today a few verses of Scripture as we get started. In Psalms 107, starting in the first verse, the Word of the Lord says to us, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south." And I'm going to ask you to bow with me now as we go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, we thank You so much once again for allowing us to be back in Your house today once more. God, we thank You for those that are here today to hear Your Word. God, we thank You for those today that may be watching on social media from their homes. And Lord, we just pray today that You would open up the windows of heaven and pour out a double portion of blessings on each person today, God, that will hear and receive Your Word, God. And Lord, now I ask You, as always, to hide me behind the cross. And Lord, let me not interfere with anything that You would have said or done. But Lord, let me just speak the word, Lord, that You would give me, and as nothing more than a willing vessel. And God, I pray for those that would hear Your word today, Lord, that they would grow in their faith and trust and love in You. And God, we ask this now humbly, all in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now today, church family, as I just read to you, these words excite me. I say that often about the Word of God. If you're reading the Word of God on a daily basis like I do, it should excite you. Amen. The Word of God should excite you. You shouldn't sit down in your chair or at your kitchen table or wherever it is you like to read and say, "Oh, preacher said I got to read my Bible every day," and find it boring. Do you find it boring to read the Word of the Lord? Do you find it troubling? Do you find it a burden? I don't. I don't find it a burden to read the Word of God. But when I read these words in Psalms 107, it says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good." And if you notice there on the end of that sentence, in my Bible, it's got an exclamation mark. And that means, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good." That means when you read this, you should say or feel in your spirit that the Lord is good. Man, the Lord is good to me. That ought to excite you just with those three little words. Four little words. "Oh, the Lord is good to me." That ought to excite your spirit. That ought to spark a fire inside your soul. Because the Lord, it says here, "For the Lord's mercy endures forever." And it says, this is what excites me even more. It says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." How many are redeemed in the Lord this morning? How many this morning? Let them who are redeemed in the Lord say so. Listen, can I tell you something this morning, church family? Let me tell you a little something I want to let you know. I have been redeemed this morning. Amen? Anybody else? I have been redeemed by the world? No. By myself? No. I have been redeemed by the hand of God Almighty. And that excites me. That makes me feel good on the inside, because I know the Lord is for me this morning. I know the Lord's not against me this morning. I know that I am not an enemy of the Lord this morning. I'm a friend of God this morning. He's a friend of me this morning. I'm a brother in Christ this morning. Christ's a brother in me this morning. And that's what's so exciting when I read these words. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Go out of the house of God today and let the world know that you have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, that you have been redeemed by the cross of Calvary, that when Christ was put upon that cross and the spear went into his side by that Roman soldier and the blood and water run forth from his side, you've been redeemed by that blood. You've been redeemed by that shed blood of God. You've been redeemed. Your sins have been forgiven. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Wow, is that not a good word to you this morning, church family? I told you, you know, the Lord don't ever disappoint me. He never disappoints me, Dennis. He never disappoints me. I get up on a Monday morning, sitting there in my truck, and man, this stuff just comes to me. The Lord speaks to my spirit. I'm sitting on a forklift. I might be in the shower. Who knows where I might be. But the Lord comes to me, these thoughts come to me, these feelings come to me, this boldness comes to me, this zest comes to me. Do you still have that boldness? Do you still have that zest of the Lord? Do you still have that feeling that you want to just get up and dance a little bit? Do you have that feeling? Do you still have that Holy Spirit fire? Do you still have that Holy Spirit fire inside of you? Man, I got it. I got the Holy Spirit inside of me. I know I do. I feel it. I feel it right now coursing through me. I couldn't do this. I couldn't preach the Word of God. I couldn't live the Word of God if I was on my own. Amen? I couldn't do it apart from God. But listen, I am glad this morning, man. I am glad when I feel this good. I told Miss Kay yesterday. I saw Miss Kay yesterday. I said, I feel good. Didn't I tell you that, Miss Kay? I said, man, I feel good. You know why I feel good? I used to feel miserable. How many people out in the world today you think feel miserable? You know why they feel miserable? You know why they don't want to get out of bed? You know why they don't want to face the day? Because they probably ain't got Christ in their life. And I'm not talking about people that are sick. I'm not talking about people that are in age. I'm talking about people my age. I hear so many people complaining about their lives and it's so messed up. Well, maybe if you turn your life over to the Lord... Now, I'm going to be a little bold this morning. Y'all like a little boldness, don't you? I hope you do. The Lord likes to be bold with us sometimes. Maybe you turn your life over to the Lord, and maybe you turn your will over to God and know that He is good. Know that He can change your whole demeanor. Know that He can change your whole world from the inside out. Man, you'd want to get up out of the bed in the morning. You'd want to praise God every day. You'd want to give God the glory. You'd go out of the house of God. You'd go out of your own house. You'd get up out of the bed and letting everybody know in your house that I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lord, by the blood of the Lamb. I have been redeemed. And you'd go outside. You'd go to your workplaces. And you would tell everybody. You wouldn't live like a bunch of heathens. You wouldn't do like a bunch of heathens or talk like a bunch of heathens. You would live and say, I have been redeemed by God's hand, and I want you to know it. Is that too bold? You say, no, man, preacher, what's going on with you this morning? Ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm just happy in the Lord this morning. Anybody else? You happy in the Lord this morning? If you ain't happy in the Lord, there's something wrong. If you always worried about your money, if you always worried about your possessions, if you're always worried about what somebody else is doing, listen, don't worry. You're supposed to go out and witness to people. But I can't control Frieda, and Frieda can't control me. I can't control Jeff. Now, I can talk to him. I can pray for him. And he can do likewise with me. But I can't make you change. I can't make you do nothing. You can't make me do nothing. Only the Lord can change someone. Old Brother Dudley used to tell me all the time, he said, now listen, I'm going to share something with you. Old Brother Dudley used to tell me that he at one time, he wanted Francis to be like him. And he said many times, he said, I wanted Francis to do things and think and talk and be like me. He said, I even went out and bought tapes and listened to them. But he had a friend. He had a pastor friend. And I don't remember the pastor that he talked about all the time, but he said, you know what? If the Lord wants to change Francis Brock, it's not up to you to do it. It's up to the Lord to do it. Man, I got to change. You know who I need to be focused on? I need to be focused on me. I need to be letting the Lord change me into who He wants me to be. I want to be who I want to be sometimes, but the Lord says, I'm going to change you into being who I want you to be if you will let me. God will change you if you let Him. He'll change your way of thinking. He'll change your way of doing. He'll change your way of talking. He'll change your way of acting for His glory, not your own. Not your own. But let me share this with you this morning. This is good. So this is good to you this morning, church family. Listen, I'm glad the Lord's redeemed me. Man, I used to be a scoundrel. An old scoundrel. Living for sin. That's all I lived for every day. And then couldn't figure out what was wrong with my life. But the Lord finally showed me what was wrong with my life. I didn't have Him in it. I didn't let Him control my life. I didn't let the Lord make my decisions for me. I just did what I wanted to. But let me tell you this. I'm going to read something to you out of Romans this morning. Let me flip over to Romans chapter 8 as we go along this morning. Romans chapter 8 this morning. I got something I want to share with you. Right here out of Romans chapter 8 in verse 35 through 38 this morning. Romans chapter 8. Let me make sure I got the right chapter here. I may not have. I may have wrote it. Yeah, I did. I got it right. Romans chapter 8 and 35 through 38, some very familiar scripture to us this morning. Now listen, the Lord, let me tell you this morning, the Lord will let you live whatever way you want to live. It's your choice. But I, like I said, I am glad that I am redeemed by the hand of God this morning, and I'm trying to live my life every day by God's will and His path that He's set me on. And I know that you're doing the same thing. I hope you are. Well, I know you are because I see you. I see you. I see you in Walmart. I see you at the gas stations. You see me. You see me in Walmart, gas station, wherever you see me. You know how I'm living. You know what I'm doing. But let me read what Paul wrote here in verse 35 of Romans chapter 8. He says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger of or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, the Word of God says we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now let the redeemed say that they have been redeemed by the hand of God. Praise God, hallelujah, this morning. Nothing now can separate you. Listen, the good news of the gospel today. Boy, this really fires me up right here. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing can separate you from the cross of Calvary. Nothing can separate you from the blood of Christ. And God says so right here in the book of Romans. Nothing can separate you. And let the redeemed of the Lord say they have been redeemed. For God is good. Amen. Why, is that not a good word to you this morning, church family? Now, you might think different this morning. You might say, well, I don't know about that. Well, I don't know what else I could tell you this morning to convince you that nothing can separate you and me from the love of God. And listen, it gets even better than that. The day that we died in our sins, listen, I read this week, the day that we died in our sins, not only did we die in our sins, but we were raised up with Christ and sat in heavenly places with Christ Jesus Himself. Now, what a great word is that to you this morning? The day you died of all your sins, the day you came forth and you knelt down at an altar or wherever it was, at vacation Bible school, Sunday school class, or maybe it was out in a random place like me where I worked, in your own workplace. Maybe it was in a car somewhere. Who knows where it was? Maybe it was on the side of the road and you wanted to accept Christ and somebody led you in the sinner's prayer. And somebody led you to confess the Lord that you're Savior. And somebody led you into prayer that you are a sinner and you believe that Christ died on the cross, was laid in a tomb, and is resurrected on the third day and sits at the right hand of God, now the Father. And maybe that day you did that, you didn't realize not only did God forgive you of your sins, He also raised you up. That old life you had was gone. My old life's gone. That old sinful life I had, all them ways of thinking, all gone. All them habits, gone. Christ, I was raised up with Christ. And now, just think about this picture this morning, church family. You don't hear anything else. Think about this. When in the Scriptures it says that we were raised up with Christ and seated in the heavenly places with Jesus Christ, think about a table of God that He has prepared for you and me. And think about the day you're called home to go to be with the Lord forever. And think about there's a place, there's a table, a chair, an empty chair, and that's your chair. And you're going to be sitting at the table with Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. How great is that to you this morning? How could you visualize anything better this morning? Can I tell you what Romans says? In the book of Romans, it says, where the wages of sin is death. You know, sin will kill you. Listen, you on social media today, sin will kill you. The wages of sin is death. But to those who believe in Jesus Christ, God has given the free gift of salvation. God has given the free gift of life, and not just life in the physical sense, but life in the heavenly realm sense. That means life eternal. Listen, I don't care who you are today. I don't care if you're watching on social media today. I don't care if you're here in the church house today. You're going to die. Let me tell you, you're going to die someday. That's a given fact. But you're going to make a choice in this life right now. You're going to make a choice to live for the moment in the physical sense, or you're going to make a choice to live in the eternal sense, whether it be in heaven or hell. You don't know hell's real? How many believe in God this morning? You believe God's real? Christ's real? The Bible real? How many believe hell's real? How do you know that? You ever seen hell? Have you ever seen heaven? That's what I get all the time. How do you know, preacher? How do I know heaven's real? How do you know God's real? Have you ever seen God? Yeah, I'm looking at Him right now. We're all made in the image of God. So God's got to be real. No, I ain't never been to heaven. And I definitely don't want to go to hell. But yet, the Word of God I read says they both exist. Amen? They both exist. And we're going to make a decision to live in heaven for eternity, or we're going to live for the moment and reject God and spend the rest of our eternity in hell, separated from our families, separated from our friends. Because one day when you look around in heaven, and you're going to say, where's so-and-so at? I don't see them. And that book of life is open and your name's not in there. There's going to be no time then. It's going to be too late. And the Lord says, I never knew you. Depart from me. If your name's not found in the book of life, then you're not getting into heaven. You're going to the other place. And that's where you'll stay for the rest of eternity. And that's a long time. I don't even know the number for that. Brother Hugh, do you know the number for that? You know, there's a mathematical term for that term right there. Eternity. Infinity. And as Buzz Lightyear says, infinity and beyond. That's how long eternity you will spend, Buzz Lightyear. That's how long you will spend either in heaven or hell. And that's the truth. That's not my words. That's not my sayings. That's the Word of God right here that I read every day. And that's real. You know how many people are walking around today spiritually sick? A lot. There's a lot of people today that are spiritually sick. There's a lot of people today that are walking around spiritually dead. And they don't even know it. And a lot of them don't even care. They could care less. Well, who are you, preacher, to tell me how to live? I'm nobody. Let me tell you who I am this morning. I'm nobody. I'm just a messenger sent by God to tell you. That's all I am. You can take it or leave it. But you've got to make a decision. You're going to be the one held accountable, not me. I'm doing my job. I'm doing my job. I'm telling people it's time to make a decision. Either you're with God or you're not. It's either you're for God or you're against God. And those aren't my words. Those are God's words. You got to make a decision. Take up your cross and follow after God daily. That's your choice. But for me and my family, we choose to serve the Lord. Amen? Anybody else? I know if you're here in the house of God, I know who you're serving. You're not serving the devil. You and your family are serving God. All right. Woo. Yeah, Romans. That scripture in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ. That's Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ. There is no other way to the Father except through the Son. What does that mean? You got to accept Jesus Christ to get to the Father. You got to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. You got to believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you. That's why we're celebrating Lent right now. We're working up to the 40 days before Easter. We're working our way up to Easter. We're working our way up to Calvary. We're working our way up to the cross. We're working our way up to the resurrection. We're working our way up to the redeemed in the Lord. And you know, that's why Christ died. You know, that's something else that excites me, that really gets me fired up, is that to know that Christ went to the cross. He went willingly. He didn't have to. He didn't have to go. He didn't have to die. But He was sent by His Father God. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. And who is the world this morning? The world is you and I. For God so loved the world, He sent His only Son to die so that we may be forgiven, that we might not perish. That means you and me. That means those that are living out in the world today apart from God, apart from Jesus Christ. Christ went to the cross for that very reason, so that that blood could be shed and the forgiveness of sins be covered. And it says He died for a multitude of sins. And that means He died for all sins, not just some of them. He died for all of them. And He died for specifically, not just for sins. He died specifically. You know, you want to know who He died specifically for this morning, church family? He died specifically for you and me. He had me in mind. He had you in mind. When He said, I got to do something. The world is in such chaos. There's so much havoc down on earth. People are crying out. People need a way out. I know what I'll do. The one that was with Him in the very beginning, I'll send Him. Jesus Christ, I'll send my only Son. What greater love has a father have for his friends? And He says, we're more than friends. Listen, He don't just call us servants. I'm more than a servant this morning. I consider myself a messenger of God. But I'm more than a servant. God looks at me more than just a servant. God looks at me more than just a friend. God looks at me as His own son. His own daughters. His own son. Heirs to the kingdom of God. I didn't do anything. Can you imagine winning the lottery and not having to buy a ticket? I don't play the lottery. Don't have no intentions to. But what if you could win the lottery without buying a ticket? That's exactly what God did for us. We got salvation offered to us, the gift of life offered to us, and we didn't have to do anything except Jesus Christ. We didn't have to go through the torture. We didn't have to go through the, the crown of thorns that they placed on his head. We didn't have to go through the whippings. We didn't have to go through any of that. We didn't have to go through any kind of carrying a cross up the Via Della Rosa all the way to the place called the Skull, the cross of the hill of Calvary. We didn't have to do that. We didn't have to lay down on the ground as they drove the spikes through his hands and feet. And we didn't have to hang there on the cross with a sign up above that says King of the Jews for everybody to see. We didn't have to do that. All we had to do is accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. And He came in unto us. He says, I stand at the door and knock. And if anybody open unto me, I will come unto him. And we will sit together. We will sup together. But you've got to open the door. You got to open the door and let him in. You got to call on the name of the Lord. Those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. All you got to do is call upon the name of Christ and you shall be saved. Confess him with your mouth. Believe in your heart and you shall be saved and forgiven of all your sins. Wow. How great is that? All right. Last thing. Man, I got so much to share with you this morning. It's so good. And I'm going to close with this. You know, it's good. It's good to me this morning. It's really good. The Lord's always been good to me since day one. And I know today I'm alive only by the grace of God. I've said this many, 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 many times to many, many people. I'm so fortunate today. I'm so blessed that I'm still alive or not sitting inside of some maximum security prison, which that's where I thought I would be. My mom, you know, and it's funny, my mom always told me someday I'd be in prison. My mom always told me that, Pat, someday you'll be in prison. And she was right. I was in my own prison. I lived inside my own prison. No judge put me there. No judge sentenced me to a sentence. I did it myself. I did it to myself. But she was also right that I got to go share the Word of God into a maximum security prison many, many times down at St. Clair in Springville, Alabama. Got to share the Word of God to those inmates in there about who God is and how God loves them, how God wants to forgive them. You want to meet somebody? You want to meet people that don't know how to forgive themselves? You can't forgive yourself. That's the whole thing. I couldn't forgive myself for all the things I had done until Christ come along. And Christ said, you don't have to. I'll forgive you. All you got to do is confess me. See, that's what you got to convince people. You got to show them that. You got to show people you can't forgive yourself. It takes God to forgive. Only God can forgive. Only God can judge. And only God can set free. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, whew, God, it's been good to be here in the house of the Lord today. Lord, we thank you for your word. God, we thank you for your boldness, your zest. God, we thank you for your energy. God, we thank you that we've been able to do your will today in your house, Lord. Lord, we pray that everything we've said and done today have been to glorify and uplift your holy name. And Lord, those that heard your word today, Lord, there's no need to get mad about it. There's no need to wonder about it. God, let the Holy Spirit convict where it may. Lord, I'm no judge of person. Only you can judge. And only you can forgive, Heavenly Father. And Lord, if they be some today watching on Facebook, social media, Lord, if they some here in the church house today, Lord, that need your forgiveness, Lord, let them come. Let them be forgiven today in the name and by the blood of Christ today, Lord. And Lord, we pray that now that everything that we've said and done will go forth outside these church walls, Heavenly Father, and really affect and touch someone's life today, Lord, and let it be changed for your glory. And Lord, let us not take any glory. Let us not take anything from what has been said or done today by your will, by your hand, God. And Lord, thank you for redeeming us. Lord, thank you for being good to us. And God, we pray for your blessings to continue on us, Lord, as we go down the pathway of life with you, Lord. And these things we humbly now ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.